Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of December, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We may even go into overdrive. Joining us via video Skype, so that'll be simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv, not just on the radio. Gerald Celente will be joining us to break down all the things that are happening geopolitically and, of course, with the economy, the tax cuts, the announcements that Wall Street's made, the biggest profits in history 2 years in a row on the backs of the American people, Gerald Celente's predictions on what is going to implode next, and Porter Stansberry, right up there with the same caliber as somebody like Gerald Celente with his predictions and research. Barron's called his predictions dire prophecies, meaning they have come true. And he says that the implosion of 2008, he predicted several years before with precision, naming the companies, is going to be dwarfed in 2011. I hope they're wrong, but the policies that are in place by the globalists are designed to do that. So Porter Stansberry will be joining us in the third hour. We may even go into overdrive today with him into the fourth hour. Obviously, Richard C. Holbrooke has died of a aorta rupture. They tried to fix it in surgery, but he died after that. And his dying words, as reported by the Washington Post and Associated Press, and it's in an article by Kurt Nemo, on deathbed, globalist Holbrooke called for end of Afghan war. "You've got to stop this war in Afghanistan," he told his Pakistani surgeon before he was sedated for his final surgery, according to the Washington Post. I confronted Holbrooke several times, but one time I had just bullhorned the globalists and announced that they should repent of their evil, and minutes later, he was seen 200 yards away looking at me, and by the time we got cameras on, he was walking right up to us, and like a dog, I began barking, "Holbrooke! Holbrooke, we're not your slaves!" And he went, "Ah, whatever," and turned around and walked away. It would have been history, a Bilderberg group member coming out to address people, but I'm not perfect, folks. I mean, I'm a little bit overdriven, as people know. But he was coming right out with another ambassador to us. Either he was coming to address us or he thought we were idiots and wouldn't know who they were walking off the property. But the way he went, "Ah," and turned around was, "I'm not going to talk to you, lunatic," because I did address them in a genteel way with the bullhorn. And I'm going to play that from Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. In fact, we're going to go back through the dozens of hours of video from Endgame and put it all on PrisonPlanet.tv in the new year. I'm sure you've noticed we've been adding two or three exclusive interviews where we fly around the country to do these interviews every week. What's happened is 40, 50, 60, I don't know, interviews I've done while I've been obsessing on this eugenics film in the last year and a half. Why not just put them all out for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and then they'll all be condensed and focused and connected to documents when I do put it in the film. But it's all going up on PrisonPlanet.tv, including the Alex Abeya Inside Rand Corporation. That's going up Friday. We've got an interview with a psychiatrist, psychologist dealing with mind control going up today. We've got a Russell Means interview at Wounded Knee going up next week. You've seen all the interviews we've been posting, you know, Rand Paul video exclusive, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, David Icke, Alan Watt, Webster Tarpley. The list just goes on and on and on. Dr. Conant, Dr. Blaylock. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. And we've got another, well, quite frankly, I've got interviews going back years we've never aired. We've got hundreds of interviews coming. I mean, I've decided to up the info war at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's an armory of resistance in the fight against the globalists. By the way, you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and the paltry sign-up fee of $5.95 a month, or it goes down to $3 and something if you buy a year a month. But that's the 5-plus months free. When you sign up for a year, you pay for 6.7 months. You get 5.3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Your purchase of that funds so much of what we're doing, and we're really trying to up our game and expand our operation right now. We're going through a lot of growing pains, but we couldn't do it without you. Stay with us. Key News straight ahead.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we have a very important transmission lined up for you today. A man who needs no introduction joins us coming up in T-minus 52 minutes. And that, of course, is Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Institute. And we have Porter Stansberry, who Barron's called his predictions on what's happening in the financial markets over the years. Dire prophecies that have come true. He's going to be joining us as well, and he believes that the dollar will die as the world reserve currency this year. That's already happening, but all the other currencies are basically being devalued as well in concert right now. So it's a very, very complex situation that we're going to be breaking down in great detail. But the first thing I wanted to cover before I get into the economy, before I get into the latest WikiLeaks information, before we cover Ron Paul's announcement that he will move to audit the Fed and then ultimately abolish it, and now is the head of the key subcommittee that's over-regulating the private Federal Reserve, we're going to be breaking that down. But first, I wanted to get into a story that Jason Douglas, one of our great graphics guys and camera fellows here in the office, also a reporter, wrote for Infowars.com. It's the top link, center column, double linked, actually, on the Drudge Report today. iPhone Snitch Network launched. And there's been similar ones that I think we're going to have added to the bottom of the story. They have that one where if you see the lights on at a business, you report it over a website. Or if you see somebody who hadn't cut their grass, you call the police on them, and then you upload your videos of snitching to the site. But this is an app developed by a group with inside connections to the Department of Homeland Security. iPhone Snitch Network launched a new iPhone app with the misleading name Patriot App, like they call the Patriot Act patriotic when it's the opposite of that and butchers the Bill of Rights. A new iPhone app with the misleading name Patriot App attempts to draw on the power of the Patriot movement, turning smartphone users into gigantic snitch network. You might think an app with such a patriotic name might have useful functions like a pocket constitution or quotes from the forefathers. But contrary to the services one might expect, this app allows users to report any suspicious behavior directly linking them with top government agencies. So I'm saying report on Anwar al-Awlaki being number one in al-Qaeda under bin Laden, being under Pentagon control, according to Fox News. I'm calling for you to send them tips about Larry Silverstein saying that they blew up Building 7 on 9/11. And when you see a bunch of illegal aliens out there, you know, basically engaging in whatever lawlessness you want or driving cars without licenses or insurance, just go to the Patriot app. The problem is, of course, they won't then do anything about it. And we've got the Homeland Security DHS internal reports for now almost 2 years, and 95% of it, as we've reported, is focused on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Bob Barr supporters, In the Fetters, Ron Paul supporters, people that like Aaron Russo's film, America, Freedom to Fascism, that exposes the IRS. This is for the American people, and they now admit that. Homeland Security's got telescreens and billboards going up just saying, report everything to us. Report to the Threat Fusion Center, your local federalization spy base. Media comes in to interview me here in town, CBC, and the Austin police say, why do you want to interview him? Like it's their job or their jurisdiction to be trying to intimidate media. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. Much like the new DHS program, if you see something, say something, this app is meant to turn average citizens into a network of spies feeding information back to the federal government. And it's about normalizing the idea. It's about acclimating everybody that it's patriotic, that it's freedom to have telescreens bossing you around and the government with Amber Alert signs. First it was to help little kidnapped girls. Now it's report illegal guns, report marijuana, report parents spanking their children, even though it's not illegal. See, they train you. It's for the scary men in turbans from the caves who can make NORAD stand down and fly jets better than fighter pilots. And engage in maneuvers at the Pentagon that pilots are on record saying are impossible. You know, we're supposed to be afraid of the magic jack-in-the-box Taliban al-Qaeda, who's always being protected and funded by the State Department and CIA on record. Just legions of evidence. But meanwhile, it's all for us. When you go to an urban warfare drill, going back now at least 13 years that I've been going to these, And of course, 13 years ago, it wasn't in the news. I'd show people the video, and people couldn't believe it. Now it's on the news. Oh, the Marines are in town training to take on disgruntled veterans. Oh, the Boy Scouts are training with Homeland Security to take on disgruntled veterans in gun sweeps. Oh, Arcadia, Iowa. The Army's coming in to do a gun sweep door-to-door asking to search homes, and they're practicing raiding the local gun shop. Oh, now it's just, yes, we're here for you. But they started with, we're tearing down crack houses in Dallas. We're running DUI checkpoints in California. We're shutting down highways looking for drugs in Tennessee and four other states. The governor says don't do it last year. They say, we don't care, we're going to do it. It's all in police state for the rise of FEMA. And they're acclimating the troops. They're acclimating the cops. They're acclimating the citizens. We're all being brainwashed to go under martial law. Martial law is basically already in effect, except they haven't started to shut down the media. But now they're running the Stuxnet and the WikiLeaks false flags against the web as a pretext to start shutting it down and curtailing it. And the legislation's introduced. Can't you see what's happening? Continuing with the article here. Much like the new DHS program, if you see something, say something, the app is meant to turn average citizens into a network of spies, feeding information back to the federal government. Citizen Concepts, a company formed by insiders from DHS, defines the use of such an app on their homepage. And see, it's just like you've got all these other Homeland Security insiders, like the former head, Chertoff, running around making all this money. You know, they order the machines, then they retire from government into the companies that are making the money. And that's what this is. The new service economy is the police state. This is what the new service economy is. This is what they're doing. This is where the government funding is going. The fastest growing and largest subsection of scholarships, going back 5 years, I saw this number in the Wall Street Journal, is Homeland Security related. Data mining, spying, tracking, face scanning cameras, technicians for computers, license plate readers. I mean, this is total control. And when you go rent a car, they sit there and ask you questions like you're flying on LL out of Israel. And they don't tell you, hey, I'm spying on you. When you go have a child, they don't tell you the nurse is asking, hey, you got plenty of money? Oh, your husband's out of the room, honey, or your boyfriend is. Does he ever mean to you? You can tell me, sweetie. They're not telling you they're about to send CPS after you. This is a grid of spies. Folks, it's in Road to Tyranny. I put out 8-plus years ago with local TV ads in Austin saying kids are given $200 to report on their parents. I mean, they put this on television 8 years ago. But Americans won't do it. They instinctively know it's dangerous. I mean, if they see something, a crime or something that's real, they're going to report it. They don't need to be told spy on each other. They don't need to have it constantly pushed on us so we don't trust each other. Continuing, they have the quote here from their website. Citizen Concepts announces the launch of Patriot Act trademark, TM, the world's first iPhone application that empowers citizens to assist government agencies in creating safer, cleaner, and more efficient communities via social network and mobile technology. This app was founded on the belief that citizens can provide the most sophisticated and broad network of eyes and ears necessary to prevent terrorism, crime, environmental negligence, and other malicious behaviors. See, that's the Green Police. And you're seeing the report, you know, 81-year-old woman give a $100 ticket for putting newspaper in trash. They're training, it's in the New York Times, kids, oh, where they write them fake tickets, same thing in Australia, England, same program, it's global, continuity of agenda. This is a global corporate government. Oh, mom, here's a fake ticket from her 7-year-old. You took a hot bath. You left the water on when you brushed your teeth. It's all about government is our God, government is our boss, government makes the grass grow, government makes the birds sing, government makes the sun shine. And here's the Patriot app right here. I've got it on our iPad here at the office. It's got an Illuminati eye. Report suspicious activity. Like when the carpet cleaner started calling the cops on me because of a shotgun in a gun case 10 years ago. Report crime. You know, 911's not enough. Just report it to them. National security threat. Product safety. Oops, let's go back. I'm going to go back here. Pandemic. Oh, get lots of hysteria going. And now they can communicate with you with government fear-mongering as well. Whistleblower. That way they can, poor whistleblowers are going to report to this, then wonder why they got a gag order put on them or worse. Most wanted. Government waste. Let's report on government waste. Sure we are. Environmental safety. Now let's tattletale on that. Incident. The address. Date of incident. I mean, this is literally a Stasi form. And, yeah, let's report fluoride. Jared just had a good idea. Let's report fluoride in 71% of U.S. water. Let's send them the Texas CBS report about the uranium in the water and how the government covered it up. Yeah, because they added it. Send them the mainline confirmed reports that the uranium is also in the same soils they mine, the limestones, and then they're putting uranium in our water. Let's report product safety, bisphenol A. Let's report product safety on the naked body scanners. Send them all the mainstream news articles with top scientists, major universities, about how it's causing cancer. Let's send that there. Again, national security threat. You report on NORAD standing down. You report on Newsweek reporting the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. Suspicious activity, you report on all these high-visibility cop checkpoints that are against state law here in Texas and other states. Crime report, cops arresting people for videotaping them in public is a false prosecution, official oppression crime. Let's come back. In fact, a lot of folks are pointing out the crimes in the comments section of this article. iPhone Snitch Network launched. Let's report on all these crimes, on government crime. And then... when you report on the crime and they don't, this app hooked in with Homeland Security doesn't take action, Well, then I guess you can report them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Watchers.
Every single day, every word you
they have a congressman in the news saying Congress exists to serve the banks. That is an actual quote I'm going to be getting into later. Congress asks the head of the Treasury, the head of the Fed, under Bush, under Obama, every month they say, where did this trillion go? Where did this $800 billion go? Where did this $3 trillion go? And they tell them, we're not going to tell you. And then we learn that over $3 trillion of the $28 trillion Bloomberg's reported on went to foreign banks and mainline U.S. media. When the government is secretly funding media for propaganda purposes, remember 6-7 years ago, Armstrong, Williams, $250,000 a year to come out and promote No Child Left Behind to conservatives, which is not conservative. It's federalization of schools. Then when they fail the test, which they're designed to fail, the feds come in and fully federalize. He was on the payroll $250,000 and totally discredited himself. But now so much media is on the payroll that it's like, ah, big deal. MSNBC is almost completely funded. I mean, the advertising is just gravy by your money. It is literally like Pravda or something out of the Kremlin 50 years ago, but the average person doesn't even know that. Buried in the news 2 weeks ago. And now, I mean, again, we know what a tyrannical country is. We know what an oppressive police state is. And it's like Santa Claus making a list, checking it twice, but not to see who's been naughty and nice. Santa Claus is going down the list going, Nazi Germany did that, we'll do it. Stalinist Russia did that, we'll do it. Maoist China did that, we'll do it. Pol Pot did this in Cambodia. Fidel Castro, police black uniforms, police wearing ski masks, citizens being trained to spy on neighbors, youth brigades being trained, president calling for civilian security force, telescreens right out of 1984 telling you to spy on other shoppers. That's the equivalent of having a castle with a drawbridge and other entrances. And an enemy comes to the castle and is attacking, and the guards on the castle lower the gates, lower the drawbridge, and then run in and aim swords and spears at five-year-old children sleeping inside the castle. I mean, just randomly, here, let's have some TSA at a checkpoint in southern Florida. Let's have some TSA in Dallas on the highway. Let's have some TSA with the police in the middle of Iowa. Let's have the Army and Marines running checkpoints in Tennessee and Texas and California and New Mexico. I mean, videos are pouring in, and it's on the news. Oh, the Marines dropped by today to run a checkpoint at the football game, the high school football. Isn't it nice? They were searching cars. And then we see photos on the news and video of Marines searching citizens' cars. Let's look for terrorists. And just randomly they take you up in an airplane and you jump out with a parachute and land in a cornfield and start running around randomly. This isn't designed to target terrorists, even if you believe it's real. Even if you ignore all the evidence of how it's provocateured and how it's allowed and how it's even created in some cases. There's different variants. It's aimed at us. Troops in schools saying, report things to the Army. That was on the Pentagon news this week. We posted the video on Infowars.com. In fact, I think I said post that, but I don't think it was posted. We played part of it on air. It's on the Federal Jack YouTube channel. One of you guys grab it and have Kurt post it. I know Kurt's in there listening right now. Actually, I didn't see that. If it was on the site, I missed it. I apologize, but let's get that up. I mean, and they just do this over and over again until we don't get upset by it anymore. And they're offering rewards if something leads to a conviction. But then I guarantee you, because people, I mean, sheriffs have been on record. They'll arrest a van full of 15 illegals with marijuana, with whiskey, drunk, no IDs, no insurance. I guarantee you, if they pulled over a truck full of 10 black people, or 10 white people, or 10 Hispanic Americans, or 15, or whatever the case is, and there's whiskey and marijuana and no IDs and no insurance, everybody's going to jail. But the illegal aliens get pulled over because the globalists want them here to drive down the wages, part of globalism, that race to the bottom, not to help Mexico, but to use the U.S. as a steam valve of the revolution down there. I mean, you report real crime going on, nothing's going to be done by these threat fusion centers. The threat fusion centers are to make sure the feds can get away with all their crimes, and so they can federalize local police departments. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are trying to get us in a stranglehold, take control of all agriculture, take control of the family. They've taken control of our currency. They've gotten us deep into debt. They've demonized America's name by launching all these wars, using our military and our funding. Now they're moving to the global government phase where the United States is blamed for all the world's problems and a private corporate government is offered as the solution, posing as liberal trendies demanding global carbon taxes. This is the system, and they've got their spy grid going into place everywhere with things like the iPhone Patriot app covered at Infowars.com. Here's another report along the same lines. Remember 3 months ago, Google came out and reported what I'd already seen in some of their patent filings years ago, that Google believes they can predict the future of mass movements upwards of 99% of the time, and individuals 93% of the time. That's why they have that instant search where it knows what you want. Now, here's the Silicon.com article. Google will find it before you know you need it. And so you think you're going up to Google, or I think I'm going up to Google, just to get information I want. This was created by the NSA and CIA. That's now on record. Oh, don't be evil. It's designed to make the internet the surveillance control grid net, the worldwide wiretap. It uses NSA keyword technology. And it's knowing what your utmost secrets are. It's knowing what you're looking for. It knows your habits because they've now set up identity addresses on almost every device, an iPhone, a regular cell phone, a Droid, a Mac, a PC. It's a total control grid, and Microsoft, the federal government, they admit they're going towards Web ID by law to track what you're doing. Then they can IP spoof you and frame you. Remember that when they say, oh, DNA is 100%. Oh, IP addresses are 100%. No, they're not. This is the system that's going into place. But they want to start restricting freedom of speech on the web because they arrogantly thought they could just use the web as a tool of control. We've been seizing the initiative and using it to expose what the globalists are up to. Google is working on a service that finds information before a user has ever started looking for it. Forget Google Instant. This is about preemptively pushing data at users before they know it, said Marissa Mayer, Google's VP of Geographic and Local Services, who was speaking at the Le Web Internet Conference in Paris this week. Google, she went on to say, is looking at what she called contextual discovery as a way to evolve search, pushing information out to people before they started to look for it based on factors such as their web browsing history or current location. So tracking you in real time. We've started to play around with some new concepts to find information, she said. Yeah, I bet they started to play around with some concepts. One of their biggest business models, and this came out when about a year and a half ago, Cryptome.org was able to get Microsoft and Yahoo law enforcement manuals that they give them, online secret manuals, digital manuals, on how to pay for and request data. And so there's no give us a warrant for that. It's just, here, have it all. It's a direct conduit. That's why the healthcare bill, now law, and the stimulus has similar legislation. You know, they'll pass multiple laws doing the same thing. So if one gets struck down, they have a slight variant, then you got to fight that as well. This is just a bum rush of crooks where everything in your bank account, everything online, all your purchases in real time are tracked by the government if it's above $200 a year. No, 200 purchases a year, excuse me, for online sites and websites. So all of that is going on. Now I want to get into Richard C. Holbrook, who I've confronted several times at Bilderberg events. I screamed at him from at a distance with a bullhorn at the 2008. Also at the 2006, I addressed the Bilderberg group in a lengthy speech. We're going to play a short clip of that from my film Endgame. And then I briefly talked to Daniel Estulin, and then Holbrook comes out to talk to us, or he was going to walk right by us and thought we didn't know who he was. I begin yelling, "We're not your slaves, Holbrook." I should have let him get closer, but it just got the better of me. I jumped the gun. Nobody's perfect, but he's died of a complications from an aorta rupture, one of the most deadly heart attacks out there. Well, not even a heart attack. It's when the big artery coming out of the top of your heart blows. But his last words were, "You've got to stop this war in Afghanistan," he told the surgeon about to operate on him. And so there's Holbrook in there expanding these wars, but then on his deathbed, before they did the surgery and he died from complications, he said, quote, "We've got to stop this war in Afghanistan." So is he like the thief hanging on the cross who finally repented? Is he today in paradise? I certainly hope so, because when I watch these globalists die, I actually get a sad feeling. But it's good to hear something repentant at the end. That's always a good sign. Speaking of that, we've got Lindsey Williams joining us. Mr. X has died. He has some final intel, and he can finally tell us things that he was not allowed to reveal. Of course, he's revealed Mr. X's name now, former head of operations for Atlantic Richfield and other major oil companies. And he's got another Mr. X, who I know his name. It's actually hidden in plain view, who was the actual CEO of another big three who he's been talking to, but that guy's beaten cancer. So Lindsey Williams will be joining us tomorrow. Gerald Celente is coming up in about 20 minutes, and then Porter Stansberry, unbelievable maiden voyage interview with this guy who's made predictions incredibly well. I mean, Barron's called them prophetic warnings. In fact, I'll read those actual quotes from Barron's and other publications coming up before he joins us. But right now, let's go to this clip of Richard C. Holbrook. Was it foul play? He was in a lot of these WikiLeaks cables. He'd been internally reportedly critical of the war. We now learn a few months ago from the McChrystal debacle, where he was making fun of Holbrook. Let's go ahead and play this clip from Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We take you back to June of 2006 in Ottawa, Canada. Here it is. We'll get the computer to launch. Here we go.
The truth of your world government has now been exposed. We know you are ruthless. We know you are evil. Today, the Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans have stood since the beginning of time against the strong men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We will defeat your world government. We will defeat world taxation. We will defeat your control grid. God is on our side. I stand before the creator of the universe. And I ask the creator of the universe, as our founding fathers did in 1776, to lead, guide, and direct us, and to give us the power and the foresight and the understanding and the will to stand against your entire agenda, including your final plan of world population reduction of 80% that Henry Kissinger penned in 1973. Why do you put mercury in the vaccines, stannous sodium fluoride in the water? Why? Why do you put cancer viruses in the vaccines? Why have you used depleted uranium now in four separate nations? You're arrogant. You have the sickness that elites have had throughout history in their literal and, in some cases, figurative ivory towers. You believe that you're invincible. You will and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah! Bilderberg is an elite organization, and the way it works, the protocol of the meetings is the staff, after they're vetted out, they're told exactly how they're supposed to behave themselves, meaning that they can never address the attendees. They can never speak to them unless they're spoken to first. They can never look them in the eye. They have to approach them from the right side, the people who are right-handed, and from the left side, the people who are left-handed. They can never look them straight on. And needless to say, all the information that is being spoken and during the conferences is under no circumstances allowed to come out. That's what they're told. They're threatened with not being able to find another job anywhere in the sector if they reveal any information to the press.
Richard Holbrook? Ambassador Richard Holbrook thought the peasantry wouldn't recognize him if he took a stroll off the grounds of Brook Street. Holbrook cackled when I told him that we were not his slaves.
Holbrook, we're not your slaves, Holbrook! We're not your slaves! Holbrook, we don't belong to you. We're not your property.
Get back on the sidewalk.
We're free humanity.
Yeah, there he goes. They love it. They love it.
All right, that's video.
We're going to be going around the back here, guys.
That's video and audio from the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. In fact, by the way, you're guaranteed to get them well before Christmas if you order by Friday. And the post office has told us that most people will get them if you order by Monday. the hard copies of the books, the T-shirts, the DVDs, everything that funds our operation. But more importantly, these are films that will wake people up. You can try to talk to your neighbors or to your wife or husband or your employees or your boss until you're blue in the face, and it isn't one-tenth as effective as a well-produced, professional, with high-quality graphics and research, dynamic films. And we make the best. Nobody can deny that. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, their total master plan. Almost 3 hours long, over 3 hours with extras. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. Key, you get a master's degree in understanding the global takeover grid. Fall of the Republic, to understand how they're imploding our economy by design. People watch this and they think it was made yesterday. It was made last year. The Obama Deception, the biggest film we've ever made, covering the whole fake left-right paradigm, the banking takeover, the carbon taxes, everything. You can get all five of these for the price of one film. But this special ends the day or so after Christmas. We'll take it down. The best deal we've ever offered, five of my most powerful, best-selling films for $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece. Available at InfoWars.com. We've got a bunch of other specials, and we couldn't have done any of this, the broadcasting, the news websites, the operation, the TV studio that's getting pretty close to being completed. We've got a small crew. It's the growing pains of trying to hire more people and get it all in place and get the equipment, but we're doing it, and we couldn't do it without you. PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, you can get 5+ months free. We do it every December. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, give a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and your purchase, again, makes what we do here possible. Let's declare war in the info war on the globalists in 2011, this key year. Let's up our fight against them. Let's intensify. The camera is mightier than the sword or the gun. Let's engage in info war with our weapon, the truth. It will defeat the Goliath of their lies. No matter how high they stack the lies, we've got the secret weapon, the truth. And if we use that secret weapon and put the truth out in the open where it's no longer a secret, their lies will and do throughout history fall like a house of cards. So PrisonPlanet.tv, you can give that right up to Christmas Day. Get 5+ months free. You buy 6.7 months of yearly membership, you get 5.3 months free. That's what the special comes out to, over 5 months free, or get a month-to-month $5.95 membership, and your support is allowing us to expand our operations. And who can deny we are right at the tip of the spear with Ron Paul and so many others? I mean, we are right at the tip of the spear, and we are willing to do it because tyranny is too high a price to pay. If we submit, we are here risking our lives, doing it all. And I want to commend my crew. I want to commend the listeners, the sponsors, the supporters, the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. And I want to wish all of you a healthy and happy holiday. If you're a Christian, Christmas that's coming up. And I just appreciate everyone out there for your tireless efforts to spread the word. I got pretty negative yesterday. It happens every few months. It's like a black cloud hangs over me where I see how negative everything is and how dire it is and how crazy the corruption is. But there's also a huge awakening happening, and it's always darkest before the dawn. It takes things getting bad to test humanity's mettle. That's God's test for us. And if you don't believe in God, folks, now's the time, because they've said many times throughout history, since World War I, there are no atheists in foxholes. And if you don't know that you're in a foxhole, if you don't know that we're under attack societally, physically, genetically, spiritually, if you can't see that humanity's going in the wrong direction and things are getting nuts, the globalists are just throwing it in your face now. It is so incredible to watch all of this unfold, and I'm sad for Holbrook. Rewatching the video, I remember what happened. He's about 80 yards away, and he's walking straight. And then right as I recognize him and decide to yell at him, he starts turning. Now he's about 60 yards away, walking straight towards us. So I'd already opened my mouth. And then he gets, I'd say, about 50 yards away and stops, throws his arms up and walks away. So he was either going to walk off the property for a walk and thought we were too dumb to recognize him, or he was coming up to talk to us. I don't know. But he turns around and goes back in. And I wish he would have come out, but then I could have gone up and talked to him. That would have been classic, information. But there it is. And I'm just glad to see him, right before he was put under, saying, in the war, he reportedly said more. Richard Holbrooke, Obama's point man on the Pakistan-Afghanistan, has died following a second round of surgery to treat a heart condition. Officialdom and the corporate media are in mourning. Praise for the one-worlder gluts the media. The international community is praising the legacy of veteran U.S. diplomat Richard C. Holbrooke, who died Monday at the age of 69, so last night, while serving as the special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, reports CIA propaganda outfit Voice of America. You've got to stop this war in Afghanistan, he told the Pakistani surgeon before he was sedated for his final surgery. So they'd gotten sewed up, but he was in critical condition. He came out of it, and then he said, you got to end this war, according to the Washington Post. And that's what Anthony Schaefer, the colonel, said. That's what Hamid Ghul, the former ally of the CIA, said. You will lose. The forces are massing. And most of them are not CIA, Taliban-connected terrorists. They're people who don't like predator drones killing them. There are people who are tired of being occupied. I mean, foreigners won't come here now because they stick their hands down their pants. But then we're here in America being told it's normal to spy on each other and to have government corruption and the government involved in our families and trying to take people's kids if they don't drink fluoride water or take vaccines. We've got to learn to recognize tyranny and say no to it. We'll be right back with Ron Paul, Key Intel, straight ahead.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Keep me from resisting tyranny. I understand how dangerous government and tyranny is, and We've got a particularly nasty case of it really starting to grow and run rampant. We got to cut this cancer out fast. I want to get into some of the amazing things Ron Paul's doing, turning the heat up. And these reports are all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are extremely excited about what Congressman Ron Paul is up to. And we have his press releases and statements up on the site. Lying is not patriotic. His article that Ron Paul wrote and the video of his speech, six-minute speech before Congress yesterday. And we also have another important report, Audit the Fed 2011, which will lead to the abolishment of it. That's coming up in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about this little sponsor that came to us, I don't know, 6 months ago, even before the big TSA debacle. And since then, they've been in the L.A. Times, a whole bunch of other New York Times, bunch of newspapers about it. And very, very exciting. And L.A. Times did point out they found it because of Infowars.com. That's so exciting. And now people are buying these by the thousands every week. The brassieres that have a system in it that blocks the radiation so they can't record your naked breast or your genitals. Underwear, they've got them for men, women, all sizes. It's 888-X-RAY-KNOT, 888-X-R-A-Y-N-O-T, 888-X-RAY-KNOT. Or rockyflatsgear.com. You can also click on the banner at the very bottom of Infowars.com. They have sizes for children, so the perverts and pedophiles can't record their naked body as they've been confirmed to be doing. Rockyflatsgear.com, 888-X-ray, not check them out today. If you've got to be forced to the naked body scanners, or you don't want the grope down when you want to fly, you just wear these. And then the perverts don't get their added enjoyment. Though TSA's come out and said, well, we're not sure about that if it covers something up. And it's on the news. They've been asking women what feminine wear is once a month. You know, the maxi pads and things, and they're actually now grabbing at those. That was mainstream news last week, so there's no end to it. I mean, land of the free, home of the brave, some low-grade moron going, what that on scanner? What did that go look at you now? What the? I mean, literally, women who've had their breasts removed, well, what is this fake bra? What do you do with it? What this bag? It's a, I had my, the person told him I had my bladder removed from cancer. It's an artificial bladder. Please don't touch it. No, no, don't, no. They rip it off. The urine starts pouring out of the side of the guy. I mean, I'm sorry to talk about this stuff. We never talk about potty humor here. This isn't a joke. It's an act of humiliation. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Lying is not patriotic. He says about, WikiLeaks, and he says covering up all these lies is tyranny. Well, if they prosecute Assange, it's not just lying is not patriotic. It's saying the truth is illegal. And on this new iPhone Patriot app tattletale thing, they've got whistleblowers. Well, if you're government and you whistleblow corruption, are you going to get life in prison or executed? And they keep saying arrest Assange for treason. It's un-American. He's not American. He's a foreign journalist. People are like, well, wait, you say it's a setup. Yeah, it's a setup from the CIA, Cash, Sunstein, and Soros. The evidence is clearly there. It's overwhelming, but he's the patsy. See, they create the crisis, then they offer the solution, taking our rights. So Ron Paul's absolutely right. I talked to Governor Ventura yesterday. He loves, in fact, I learned about Ron Paul's speech because he'd seen it on television from Ventura, so I went and looked it up. Lying is not patriotic. Ventura's on Friday at noon, by the way, with bombshell after bombshell. This will be one of the hottest, most informative interviews ever, coming up Friday at noon, second hour of the show. Gerald Celente, another bombshell informative guest coming up. Stay with us, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.